Jeremy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. It's good to finally talk to you.
Yes, because so you know, I'm talking representing the Dolph Ultimate website that I do.
Yeah, I know. I spoke to Blaine earlier this morning, and he said you were going to call. So I said I'm excited because I don't think we've ever spoken, but thanks for doing such a good job.
Thank you. Yes, that's something the fans ask often about you, is whether or not sometimes you visit the site or the forum, you know, maybe under a fake name or something.
Well, maybe we could work on that. You know, maybe what we could do is, since I got you on the line, we could set up a call with Johan Frommel. You know, I'll set up a conference call or something.
Yeah, sure.
Talk about it, because I really think you're doing a great job, and I want to see how we can work together. So I will email him, and I'll ask him to talk to you, and we can set up a conference call, maybe, like, you know, to so I can sort of participate maybe a little bit in the site, you know? Okay, so is there anything else you want to ask about the Missionary Man for your website?
Yes, definitely. I've got a couple of questions together, so don't hesitate to snap me if it goes a little long.
Okay, no problem.
So first of all, I wanted to know, how did you come up with the story and the subject matter?
Well, I wanted to do Western because I directed two movies before, and I like Westerns, and I think it's a good way to learn your skills as a director. So I came up with the idea of doing a sort of a modern Western and setting it on an Indian reservation in America, because that way it's a bit old-fashioned and it has a Western theme, but it's cheaper than doing a period piece.
Right.
And by using motorcycles instead of horses, you know, it's even simpler, because, you know, horses are difficult to, you know, to put into movies, you know, with handlers and hay and all of that stuff, and trucks. But bikes are pretty easy. They just break down once in a while and need some gasoline. Otherwise, very good, you know.
Yeah.
That's how I came up with it. And then I tried to come up with sort of a classic Western revenge, redemption story with a little mystery that would go along those lines, that theme. And that's how, you know, the story was born.
Okay. And did you put some research into it? Because I think you are very fond of history and politics, and that maybe you like to do something also about the Indian theme.
Yes, I like the Indian theme. I love the history of the Indians, and, you know, unfortunately, because of the contemporary nature of the picture, it wasn't really, you know, I couldn't fit all the history and all the stuff in there about the Indians that I wanted to do. But maybe in a picture in the future, I can deal with the theme a little better. I mean, I try to fit some of the contemporary situation they're in on the reservations into the piece.
Right.
But I also love history, like you said. So, you know, at some point, though, it would be fun to make a historical picture, a period piece about the American Indians.
Absolutely. And I also believe that somehow it came up as some kind of homage to pictures with, like, Clint Eastwood or Charles Bronson, and maybe Kurosawa's Yojimbo or some pictures like that.
That's correct. Yeah, I like those old movies, and I think, you know, also when you're trying to learn a craft, I've only directed three movies. I don't have any, you know, formal education as a director. I just starred in 30 movies, but yeah, what you do is obviously you end up sort of taking the good things out of pictures you like, directors you like, and try to do your own version of it. And one particular thing that, you know, that's different in the old movies is that usually the hero was pretty quiet and didn't try to get in fights and was kind of, you know, almost shy, or, you know, never sort of boasted about his skills or anything. But in a lot of modern movies, the good guy is, you know, usually kind of, you know, talks more and is more kind of, he's more anxious to beat people up all the time, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
But keep it the old way.
So you came up with the script, and I guess you wrote it along with someone else. How is the writing process for you?
Well, I'm actually writing a script right now, another script, for a movie I like to direct about an assassin, because I wanted to play a bad guy, but sort of in the future. I haven't done it for a while. Well, the writing process is kind of tedious, and I don't, it's like a love-hate thing I have with writing. I mean, I like to create a character, and I know that it's much easier if you work on a script yourself as a director, then you know the piece inside out, and you already thought about how you want to shoot it, and why you do certain things, and that you can afford it, and that things working, and it's actually becoming more satisfying now to work on screenplays than it used to. And I've kind of learned to trust my instincts more. And even though I like to listen to comments, but I have to stick to my own intuition a little bit, because I'm the one who's responsible to make the movie and deliver it, and for the fans to enjoy it and so forth. So, but I sort of I don't the writing isn't so bad like it used to. I used to hate it, but now I like it a little more.
Yeah, and so once you get the script, apparently you were keen to co-produce it yourself rather than going to a studio like New Image or some other companies like this.
Yeah, that was my initial plan. But what happened is, Screen Gems, Sony Screen Gems, who had distributed my other picture, The Russian Specialist, The Mechanic, they came to me and they wanted me to direct a picture for them. And I gave them this idea and they liked it. So actually, Andrew Stevens ended up producing four Screen Gems.
Right.
So I still didn't produce it. So that's still something I have to do in the future. I have a couple of things I'm trying to put together financing for, but it's difficult. And I think the most challenging thing in the film business is not acting or directing, it's producing. That
Yeah.
those guys are really they got a hard job, and there's a lot of pressure there. And I don't know if I'm ready for it yet, but maybe in the future I'll produce something.
Well, especially if you're already directing and writing and being the star of it, it's definitely a handful.
Yeah, I think the reason actors direct end up producing is because they want to control, where the money goes, and they want to put it on screen. They want to, they want to give the picture or the budget the most bang for the buck, so that because they really live their project and they really care about it. So they want to control all aspects of it. So I suppose maybe in the future I'll end up doing that too.
Right.
Excuse me.
So the one thing I wanted to ask you about, now that you've directed several pictures and it's something that has been successful so far, is how do you approach directing in regards to communicating your vision to your crew and your cinematographer and production designer, even the music composer?
What worked on Missionary Man pretty good was I sort of made a visual presentation I worked on for a while. I had the luxury of working on it because, there was for a while nobody wanted to movie, or nobody knew about it. So I put with an art director, I put together a visual presentation using photos from other movies and stuff on the internet and pictures of myself, and kind of doing storyboards and explaining it, like a 20-page little sort of booklet.
Yes, actually, I think Andrew Stevens put it online. I saw it. It looks really good.
Thanks. Yeah, actually, the French, I think the French distributors are using the part of that artwork for their for the box, for the DVD box. I liked it myself too. It's a bit artsy, but maybe too artsy for some markets. French market would be good.
Right.
I'm trying to. Yeah, that's one way of doing it. And the other way is to show other movies. I hopefully in the next picture I'll have the luxury of having a little more time for production design and art direction to sort of create a certain, a bit of a world, like a separate little world where the characters live.
Yes.
That's what I like to try to do. I wasn't, because of the time and budget constraints, I've been a little bit, it's sure I can take one step further.
Yeah. Well, one thing I've noticed, for instance, in the mechanic, and that I really appreciated, is that there was a really genuine look, and even, you know, the extras, the Russian extras, they looked genuine and had a life of their own.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, you know, I try to, they say God is in the details, and I guess, you know, this, if you have a smaller movie, you know, you have to pay attention to details, because, you know, that's what you can deliver to the audience, is you can deliver a certain integrity, you know. That may be a bigger movie that's, you know, with a lot of people involved, maybe they sometimes don't take that, they don't have to take that time, because they've got bigger action scenes and more stuff going on, and the audience has a chance to see the minor characters. Thank you, I appreciate that. I hope I can keep that up in the future, really. Thank you.
Yeah, we all do, and so maybe, actually, I wanted, this is a little bit more of a trivia, but it seems you're bringing back motorcycles in your movies. So I was just wondering.
Oh, right. You're right about that.
If you had a trace about it.
My next picture, too.
Really?
That's a good idea. I'll have to put one in my next movie, too. Motorcycles and quiet guys who don't try to be too tough. They just are tough. You know, it's like in real life. The guy you got to watch is the guy who doesn't talk too much.
Yeah. And
their mouth is usually not very dangerous, you know. You should drop them with one punch. Guys who are quiet are the tough ones. Try to keep that sort of reality a little bit in my characters, too.
Yeah, and it's also closer to the martial arts spirit.
Yes, and Jeremy, I just wanted to let you know that you have a couple minutes left.
Okay. Thank you.
Wrap up your question. Thank you.
Yeah, you're right. The martial arts, you're right. It comes with the martial arts as well. Whereas the traditional martial arts, of course, you're taught those samurai ideals, you know, to be respectful, quiet, not to make a noise, you know, and all, just to, you know, because anything you say, you have to back up with force, usually. And I think to some extent, it's been lost a little bit in the movies where, you know, it's a little bit different now. But, you know, look, there's a place for everybody, so I'm trying to stick with those fashion, you know, ideals a little bit. Just trying to shoot it in a modern way. So.
Yeah, but you know, you have obviously you have your following, so it's working good.
Thank you for you're helping me to get it. Well, anyway, look, I think that I'd love to talk to you in the next couple of days here, maybe since I just spoke to you now, and since you're in Paris and I'm here in LA for a while. I'm gonna try to hook that up with. I'll get the email and I'll send you an email, and I'll hook it up with Johan in Sweden, and we can talk about just have a general discussion about the website, and then take it from there.
Sure. Yes. I really appreciate it. I'm really happy we could have this interview, and it's a good start.
Thanks, Jeremy. Perfect. Okay. I will get it from Sasha, and then we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, and have a good junket.
Thanks, Jeremy. Take care, man.
Bye.
Bye, Jeremy.
Bye, Sasha. Thank you very much.
Of course.